It's time for Nicole Sandler. What's news from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Hundreds of rallies across the country brought out abortion rights supporters on Saturday to protest against the potential Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Now, I led with that story because I'd rather amplify coverage of Americans standing up for our rights over our bodies than our raging gun epidemic. But unfortunately, we must, because we were inundated with gun violence and deaths this weekend. On Saturday, a gunman dressed in tactical gear drove over 200 miles from his home in southern New York to a predominantly black neighborhood grocery store in the Buffalo area to open fire. He shot 13 people, killing 10. The shooter, an 18-year-old white man, probably the reason he was taken alive instead of shot dead by police, was arrested and charged with a racist hate crime by a white supremacist. The shooter had been investigated previously for threats, and he even left a social media footprint, including a manifesto in which he proved his white supremacist stance and espoused the so-called Great Replacement Theory, being pushed by Tucker Carlson and others who use the media to spread their propaganda. The shooter was charged with first-degree murder. He pled not guilty in court. President Joe Biden is scheduled to travel to Buffalo tomorrow to meet with the families of the victims. But wait, a second mass shooting this weekend, this one on Sunday in Laguna Woods in Orange County, California. This time it was a 68-year-old Asian man reportedly entering the Geneva Presbyterian Church where he opened fire, killing one person and critically injuring five others. A group of the churchgoers managed to take him down and hogtie his legs with an extension cord until the police got there. And yes, there was another one Sunday afternoon at an open-air flea market in the Houston area. Shots were fired after an altercation that involved at least two guns left two people dead and three injured. According to Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, no innocent bystanders were injured. Lovely. So, when Congress adjourned for the weekend, all eyes were on the junior and hopefully soon to be former senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, who placed a hold on the latest $40 billion relief package for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who led a small contingent of other senators to Kyiv on Saturday, said he expects to advance the package today, saying, quote, "It's important for the United States to help, important for the free world to help." Okay. McConnell added that the Ukraine aid is not charity, but a necessary step to protect U.S. interests by showing that a, quote, "ruthless thug can't march through Europe unchecked." McConnell also said he'd support designating Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. Speaking of Russia, things aren't looking so good for them about now. The latest British military intelligence assessment of their war says that Russia has lost momentum in their eastern Ukraine offensive and have already lost about a third of the forces it started with in February. Wow. Despite Russia's threats, Finland on Sunday said it will seek to join NATO, and Sweden followed suit Monday morning. Sweden's prime minister saying her country must, quote, "adapt to reality and make decisions based on the current climate." Both countries have previously refrained from joining for historic and geopolitical reasons. And separately, European leaders are ratcheting up their economic action against Russia and are preparing a sixth sanctions package that could be done within days. Here at home, it's primary day again on Tuesday. This week, five states go to the booths: Idaho, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Oregon. There's some unexpected action, though, in Pennsylvania, where Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's running for the state's Democratic Senate nomination, announced on Sunday that he suffered a stroke on Friday. Fetterman canceled events on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but said he expects to be released from the hospital soon. Of course, the primary is Tuesday. But polls show Fetterman leading his most prominent Democratic rival, Congressman Connor Lamb, by double digits. Fingers crossed, Fetterman is the guy. But he's not the only one to have a stroke this weekend. Seriously, Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland was hospitalized after a minor stroke. The senator said he experienced a bout of lightheadedness and neck pain while giving a speech in Maryland. Meanwhile, the former guy is for some reason speaking up for a walking disaster area. Yes, Donald Trump posted something to somewhere and one of his people reposted it to Twitter. A statement in which he said, quote,
When Madison was first elected to Congress, he did a great job. Recently, he made some foolish mistakes, which I don't believe he'll make again. Let's give Madison a second chance.
Let's not. North Carolina, vote. And finally, we knew it was coming any minute now. We just didn't know when, but it's happened. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the United States has reached 1 million reported deaths from COVID-19. The U.S. has had more deaths per capita than Western Europe or Canada, and it is believed that the U.S., like other countries, has undercounted the true number of deaths from the virus. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.